back up and went back in. So I don't. They just said he was okay when they went out. I went out there and Doc and Peduzzi were with him, and they said he was okay. So he went back in. So.
Chip, I know Alex had made a longer field goal earlier in the game, but mm-hmm. do you think he's battling confidence right now, or just?
I don't. I mean, I wish I could put my finger on. I don't know what he's battling, but obviously you got to make a field goal like that. You know, it's not a. I mean, you got to make it. So. I don't know, but I mean, if outside influence are going to affect you, then you know that's something you got to deal with. You know what I mean? I mean, there's going to be competition at every position. So, and our job is to make sure that we put the best players out there and the guys that can give us best chance. So,
how would you assess the competition at the position right now?
It's. I mean, I couldn't assess it after. I mean, we just got Cody literally this afternoon. So, we obviously need. To bring someone else in, and that's what we did, and then we'll see. So we got another week. The good thing is that we have a week before we go play the Jets, so you know we get a chance to really get a chance to. I mean, I met Cody in the locker room, so.
What were you thinking when you saw Jeremy go down? And are you happy with your depth at that position? If you were to lose one of those guys,
I don't think anybody's happy with any depth at any position if you lose a starter. So I'd be sad if we lost McCoy or Foles or anybody. Selleck. I mean, it's. When you only have 46 guys active, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you can't carry, you know, Warren carry 5-6 receivers, probably 5 on game day. So, I mean, it is what it is. So, when he was down, I was hoping he was okay, and he was. So,
how about it now? What kind of improvement have you seen with the first team offense and the first team defense?
Well, obviously, in the Chicago game, we didn't do a very good job offensively. I thought defensively we did a better job. But offensively, I mean, we had, what, I don't know if it was 3 series, 2 interceptions, and about 10 penalties, it seemed like. So, I mean, I just think they're not shooting themselves in the foot. They're executing the way they're capable of executing. I thought we ran the ball fairly well. We had a good mix. I think, you know, we got the ball spread around to different receivers. Obviously, our tight ends were instrumental for us. But then we got the ball out wide. You know, having Coop back, I thought, obviously helped. He made a couple big catches there on third down, getting Jeremy back in there. So, I mean, I've seen improvement. And the one thing I think defensively, I thought those guys did a really good job. You know, and the big thing for us is our twos went in the third quarter, but their ones stayed in. And I thought our twos handled themselves fairly well. I thought Mark drove us down, and we got a score there. And then I thought our defense did a really good job, the second group in there. So, you know, we're still a ways away, up, fortunately, because we got some time here. But we got a legitimate week to prepare for the Jets game, and then 10 days to the opener. So.
Mm-hmm. I think 2 of 5 was all the Steelers had in the first 5. Do you think it was a pass rush or?
It's a combination of everything. It's a pass rush, but we're close in coverage too. So, you know, sometimes you can have a real good pass rush, but we're not great in coverage. So the ball's coming out quick and guys are open. But I thought we were closer to the receivers. That forced Ben, you know, to hold the ball a little bit. Even the touchdown I threw, I mean, that's why he is who he is. I mean, he got flushed pretty good and came up and then, you know, drops the ball only where it could be dropped. I thought, you know, Chris was really close and tried to make an undercut on the ball, and it was literally right over the outstretched arm of him. It was just a hell of a throw on the run. So, but I thought even the ones they converted, we moved him a little bit. So that was good to see. But we still need to do a better job, especially when you're going to play big guys like that. We got to get him on the ground.
Brandon Bear continues to flash a little bit, yet he's on the older side. How much does that weigh into your factor when you look? Some of the younger guys.
Well, I hope he doesn't age more than 4 or 5 years during this season. So my concern is this season. So I think if he continues to put himself in positions to play, and then our focus, you know, with those guys is what's going to help us immediately. We're not building for the future. Our future is right now. So
how do you feel he's competing?
I think he's competing really well, and he's done a real good job in all 3 games that he's played. You know, he got a tip pass in there on an early third down. So, I mean, I think he's doing a really good job, and he's right in the mix there.
What have you seen from Michael Kendricks and the way he's developed this summer and tonight?
Michael's gotten better. You know, I say it a lot, but it's true with all those guys. It's their second year, and he has a better understanding. If you see him off the field, him and D'Amico are kind of inseparable. They work extremely well together. They're always talking football. They're always involved in terms of what's going on. I think he's, you know, we want him to make that jump from year one to year two. There should be a big improvement just because of his understanding what's going on. But I can see it on the field, and I think he's as he continues to develop, we're really excited about him in there.
What's the update on McCoy? What'd you think of Sproles and Tucker after?
The update is he hurt his thumb and he was out, so I haven't talked to him since then. I was talking to him on the sideline. He seemed to be in good spirits, so I don't think it's a real big deal.
Sproles
did a nice job. You know, we tripped that one time and Nick ended up throwing a pick to Polamalu. You know, he trips over the lineman's feet, but I thought for the extended period. You know, it's what we've seen in practice. He can hit things. He's a real good zone runner, so I'm really excited about him. And it was good to get Tucker back. You know, he had missed, you know, some time there with a hamstring, but we need to get healthy and get everybody competing there and find out who really the third running back is going to be. So it was good to get Tucker in there. It was good to get Josie and Kenyon some carries too, so, you know, we can make a full evaluation at that position.
Talk about four quarters of action for Nick. What have you seen from him going into this point of season?
I saw improvement from the first game, you know, which is what we were striving for with everybody. You know, obviously he didn't play very well against Chicago, but I thought he did play well in his snaps in the Patriots game, and then thought he did a nice job here getting around to some different receivers, keeping drives alive. So happy with where he is, but he'll be the first to tell you he needs to continue to get better. So.
What about Allen Barber? Looked like he had trouble with one play early on, but the protection was.
Protection looked clean. I know. I think there's one where he got flushed a little bit, but I'd have to – on some of those guys up front, you really got to look at the tape. But I thought overall our offensive and defensive lines did a really, really good job today against their ones in terms of our ability to move the ball and our ability to stop them from moving the ball. So,
is there something in practice maybe that you saw with Alex as far as bringing in another kicker?
No, we just – I mean, we want to get competition. We thought bringing Kerry in here that we were going to have some competition. And then when we got an opportunity to get Cody, we felt like, you know, that Alex had pulled away from Kerry in terms of what we've seen in practice, you know, in terms of how many kicks are made. And, you know, getting a chance to get Cody in here gives us a guy to come in and compete with him for the week. So,
looks like you moved Travis Long around a lot, having to play multiple positions. Is that something that – I mean, I know you try to do it for everybody, but tonight he really was all over the place. Are you seeing versatility in him? Or?
Yeah, we are, and that's part of the deal is when you get to those final numbers and you kind of crunch them. If ability to play inside, ability to play outside, it adds value to it. And we've seen Travis make a lot of really good strides in terms of his progression here, and now it's, you know, what else can he do? You know, and there's still a big question on how many are you keeping. You know, last year we played with five inside and three outside, you know, and does that number flip? I don't know. We haven't finalized anything, but when you have some position versatility, it allows you to do that. So I think just trying to find out if he can, and that's the great thing about preseason games is you can get him out there on the field and because it really counts. It's not like practice where you can say, hey, let's run that play again. It really counts. So, but we've been pleased with Trav. So.
Do you think Marcus Smith snapped back
something? Yeah, I thought he created some pressure, saw him out there, saw him make a couple tackles. So, you know, I think you got to ask him, but I think maybe things are slowing down for him a little bit, you know. So he does have athletic ability. We've seen him do some things. So, you know, the more comfortable he can get with what Billy and those guys are teaching over there on the defensive side of the ball, I think everybody seemed like they kind of took a step from where we were in the first two games. So.
You started Nate Allen in all three preseason games, I think. So is he your starter right now going into the season?
For the Steelers game, he was.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, he could twist an ankle tomorrow, so that's why I never get in that. I don't know. I'm really happy with how Nate's played. I think he's had an outstanding camp. So.
Could you keep six outside linebackers the way Brandon Graham has been performing in preseason?
Yes.
What does keep three inside linebackers?
Yes.
All right.
Throw another number at me. We keep 10 offensive linemen. We could keep the 53 is a number. However, we got to get to it. But our job is to make sure that we got the right 53 and the best 53. So, you know, there's the one good thing I think for all of us and that excites us about this group is there's a lot of decisions that still have to be made, and that means there's competition going on there. So, you know, it's not like, hey, we only got – I can count up 47, you know, and I don't even know who the last couple are going to be. I think there's going to be some real good battles as we continue this, but that's a credit to the guys we got. I think we have more depth, so we're going to have to figure it out. You know, and there are some, you know, and that's obviously going back to the question with Travis is do we keep more at one position and less at another? At the end of the day, you can only have 53, so, you know, however you figure that out and break it up, you know, but if we keep extras at one position, then we got to be light at another position, and that's kind of what this whole process is all about, and hopefully we'll continue to compete during this week in practice because it's a big week for all those guys, and then especially that final game against the Jets is really big for a lot of those guys on the bottom of the roster in terms of who gets to compete on that 53. So,
what does Kenyon bring to that group of running back, and what was it like for him getting ready for this game so quickly?
Added depth. You know, we were down a guy. You know, obviously Chris has been out for an extended period of time, and then Tucker's been out for a while, and then David Flellen was out for a while. So, you know, we were really only going with, you know, McCoy and Sproles were kind of the warriors at that position out there every single day. So it was just that we felt like we really had to get another set of legs in here, and that's when he became available. We thought that – we don't know who our third running back is, so we're going to have to try to find out and to add another guy to the mix. And the fact that he is a special teams player, he's a punt returner, he's a kick returner, he's been a personal protector for Carolina. He also runs down and covers kickoffs. You know, it's another guy that's got some versatility, and when you look at the bottom of the roster, the versatility is going to be real key for us. So,
very great.
Thanks, guys.